This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
That never gets old. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. My name is Sean. We have a good neighbor on with us today, and that is the lovely Martina Churchill from Charisma Hair Studio. How are you, love?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me today.
Always love having one of my clients on because I know them. So that means we get to have awesome conversation like we do with everybody else, but this just makes it a little bit more special. So I know what you do for a living. You've cut my own hair as well. Mm-hmm. But you're a color specialist. There's a little bit more than goes into it when we just say you own your own hair salon. So for the listeners who are listening to us today, maybe let's dive in and tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay. I own Charisma Hair Studio here in Barrie, and really our business is just about bringing the craft back to the salon and really connecting with our clients to help them create their general look, whether it be color, haircutting, adding hair extensions, whatever you need. We practice on all types of hair, all textures of hair. Hair is a fabric, and we understand that. So we want everyone to feel like when they come into our salon, we can help them out with whatever they need.
Phenomenal. So that's just a beautiful little surface level overview. Mm-hmm. I want to unpack this a little bit. It's not until you actually get to sit down in the chair with this woman. Let me tell you, I've been there. And you don't know until you do, because you start to, this is what we're going to unpack on the show today. Okay. We're going to take what's in this mind of yours that blew me away on the knowledge level that you have on this stuff that I wouldn't even think of. Maybe it's because I'm a guy. I don't know. But there's a lot that goes into color. There's a lot to go into understanding hair. And so why don't we unpack this a little bit? Let's start talking about color. What are some things that people don't, they don't know what they don't know, right? And what differentiates you guys from everywhere else when you come into your salon?
So the one thing that I've really tried to do is find a product line that allows us to reach our fullest potentials as artists with our creativity. And we've brought in Lonza Healing Hair Care, which has definitely done that for us. They are kind of like a minimalist line. So they don't give you colors that you pick out of the box and pull out of the box. We have to actually create and personalize each of our clients' formulas. So what I try to train my staff with, and what some of our OGs that have been with me for a few years have learned, is that they can look at your hair, they can look at the natural level, they can look at the undertones, and they can specifically formulate and personalize your service to what your hair needs are by your porosity level. Is your hair in damage? Is it in good repair? Can the service be completed without actually damaging your hair before we touch it? So all these things go into your consultation when you would come in for a salon or come into the salon for a service. And we would dive right into that before we even touch your hair.
What is porosity?
So porosity is the amount of moisture content that your hair can hold. Your hair is made up of 99% keratin and the other 90% keratin and the other 10% is moisture complex. So the porosity level is the amount of moisture that your hair can hold on to. And a lot of people, when they're getting their services done, people are focusing on the keratin and the keratin bonds and all the bond builders, but there has to be that proper moisture keratin balance in the hair, shall I say, so that the services can be complete. If your hair is overly porous, it's going to soak in. It could become, the colors could become too dark, too dull. It could actually lift really, really severely quickly and create breakage and damage because it's looking for the moisture content that it needs in the hair. And it's just going to pull it out of anything that you put onto the hair.
That's what I wanted to get out of you, because I sat in that chair that day and I'm like, shit, man, she knows a lot about this stuff. There's way more to go into this.
And there's so much more that goes into it.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. And you also, you know, attend a bunch of shows, not just here in Canada, but down in the U.S. as well. Your knowledge level, you're constantly learning. You're constantly being the expert in your profession.
That's actually why I became a Lonza artist. So I actually educate for the product line, and they are so amazing in their education and the way they dive into the science and actually explain what the ingredients do and what the hair needs, and the science behind it just made me very excited. So that was one of the things that drew me to be a Lonza artist, so that I could go to all the trainings, get all the insider information, and be able to hand that off to my team so that our salon can give everyone exactly what they need.
Phenomenal. I love it. Okay, so were you like born into this? Like, you're 5 years old and you knew you wanted to do hair, or were you doing something before? What's your journey look like to get into where you are today?
I was not born into this, although my mom definitely loved to play with our hair. My school photo shoots looked fantastic. I had a whole flock of seagulls thing going on one time. It was always setting the hair the night before, thousands of braids to get the big crimp. And like, yeah, she definitely loved to play with hair. So I think that's where my love for it came from. And in high school, I just started coloring my friend's hair. And I don't know, I just knew this is what I wanted to do. I don't know why I knew this is what I wanted to do. I just knew this is what I wanted to do.
Well, it's always good when you know you can clearly tell you're an expert in your field and that you're super passionate about it. So phenomenal. Okay, so why don't we get into this question? I'm really curious to ask you, in the world of hair, are there any myths or misconceptions that you hear from clients when they come in?
I think the biggest misconception is people don't realize how much education goes into this career. I even remember when I was an apprentice and I worked with another younger stylist, and she was a pretty petite girl as it is too. So she looked very young, even she looked probably 10 years younger than she even was. And people would sit in her chair, and the biggest thing I always remember them saying is, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And she's like, "This is my career. Like, we're a red seal trade. We have to pay for our license. We are very highly educated. There's so much science that goes into this. Let me tell you, when I was in high school, I went to the guidance counselor and said, I really want to go into hair school. What should I be taking? She needed to tell me to take biology. She needed to tell me to take chemistry. And she needed to tell me to take maybe a couple of therapy classes too, because you definitely become a hairpiece. But like, there's so much to the science behind what happens. And there's so much in the human connection side of it that you need to be able to mix both together. So like, just understanding that if your stylist really knows what they're doing, they're taking lots of education. They've gone through lots of education. Hair school is no joke, no joke. And that people's heart and soul goes into this industry. It really does.
And so can you tell us a funny story of maybe when you were being a hairpist to somebody? And because I could just imagine people come in and they eventually you get repeat customers, so you start building some pretty good relationships, and then people come in and telling you their life story on what's going on with problems in their lives, or maybe funny stories, or you got one?
I'm trying to think of one. I mean, the hairpiece confidentiality is real. When people sit in your chair, they're not supposed to tell. But Barrie is a small city, so sometimes some people are talking and you know exactly who they're talking about. I always have to tell our new stylists when they start, I'm like, you really got to be careful when your client's going in the chair and you're having like a good
heart-to-heart,
a good little tea session, because someone around you could know exactly what you're talking about. The biggest thing I really have to rein people in is when they start getting into politics And actually the school board, because we have so many clients in here that come in that are nurses and teachers and things like that. So when people start talking about that, you really have to be careful who the other audience is in the salon. So you're definitely managing conversations. That's why I just like to put on a show so then nobody has to deal with that.
Yeah, like you would never know, right? At just first glance on how much goes into not only how much you need to learn about your craft, but, you know, being a social mastermind and managing not just the client in your chair, but everything else that's kind of going on around in the salon at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I think the funniest thing was probably when we had a new stylist join us, and she has a longtime client. And then their ex started coming in for blow dries. And she was like, I think she's trying to get information out of me. I'm like, you don't talk about anything. You change the subject. Because she's like, she knows. Because I've cut her son's hair. So she knows. I'm like, yeah, you just change the subject. You don't give any info. And you just keep moving along that appointment.
Move it down the line.
Yeah, move that down the line. We don't want to get into that.
So we talked a little bit of kind of what you did on the weekend there, and you have a lovely family. And I think I was talking to Jeff before the show. He brought something cool up. He said, I use the word work-life balance, but he's like, well, I kind of disagree with that because balance means it's the same of everything. So if I said me and you have a balance, that means we're spending equal parts of time together versus whatever else you're doing in your life. And I'm like, so he likes to call it harmony. So I'm taking a page out of Jeff's playbook. I'm calling it a work-life harmony and having a nice harmony between that. So when you're not at work, when you're not managing those social circles, when you're not creating art and giving charisma, and confidence to people, what are you doing in your personal life? What do you do for fun?
I really am with my kids. I don't have a huge social life. I have two boys, and one is 3 and one is just going to turn 9 in June. And when I'm not working, I really try to be with them because I do work a lot with the owning the salon and with the traveling for education and traveling to train. So I really owe them my time when I'm not working. So the harmony is not quite there yet. I definitely like to keep myself busy. So finding that balance, but I'm very lucky to have a partner at home in my husband who is willing to pick up the slack when I'm not there. And I love that my boys are seeing their dad kind of took a step back a little bit and got the easy job with the easy hours so that he could be the one to pick up the kids. He's the one, I always call him the stay-at-home dad, even though he does work, he's just home so much more than I am. And he's the one picking up the slack for me when I can't be there. So I guess that's how I found my balance, finding a partner who can help me find the balance.
Very nice. What do you guys like to do together when you're spending time with the kids?
We walk our dog. We go to, the kids are very busy, so we like to keep them busy. So the rec center, X play this past weekend for March break, we did a little bit of a late week March break from Thursday to Sunday. I took them to Sudbury because Charlie's so into science. So we did Science North and Dynamic North and a bunch of other things. And I just love seeing them grow and become like tiny little humans that are going to take, and I'm telling you, they are going to take over this world because they are a lot.
That's awesome. Well, looking forward to getting an opportunity to meet those two little guys at some point here. Okay, so let's switch gears. Maybe go a little bit more on the serious side. I always like to preface to say sometimes we're not always dealt the hand in this game of life we call. Sometimes things pull us in a different direction and we have to overcome challenges. Sometimes people face hardships, and overcoming those and the resilience that human beings have is what I would deem to be the fascinating component to it. And so I wanted to ask if you've ever experienced a hardship in your life or a life challenge, maybe you rose above that, maybe it made you stronger, made you better for it.
I mean, I think my hardship is probably one of the many. It was being a baby business, going into COVID and how scary that was, and having my business shut down and still having to make sure bills were paid for, and the fact that we would still have a salon home to come back to when it was open was pretty scary. I also had to put my first, I call him my first child because he was my fur baby, Hershey. I had to let him go like probably 2 weeks into the pandemic with my business closed. And then I got pregnant. So, wow. I mean, as a business owner, I guess when your salon's closed is a great time to be pregnant, especially because I was very sick. But it was all very scary. It was all, it was basically everything I had being taken away from me. So that's probably the biggest thing I had to overcome. And I was so grateful for our clients and my two OGs that were here at the time, Jill and Caitlin, because without them, I wouldn't have been able to keep the salon running. And if our clients didn't keep coming back when we would get reopened, we wouldn't have been able to continue going. So realizing how important the people in your life are to you was definitely something that came out of that, because without our clients, without our staff, we wouldn't be able to keep running.
I think that's a true and direct reflective on yourself as a human being, because if you weren't that good, people wouldn't come back, your staff wouldn't stick with you. And so I commend you for the work that you do. And it showed when you went through the pandemic.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's one thing that you wish that people knew about your business?
The one thing I wish people knew about our business is how much heart and soul goes into each and every client. Our staff is so invested in what they do with our clients, and when they feel like they haven't nailed it, it keeps them up at night. And just to remember that they are human and not robots, and sometimes they will make a mistake, but their aim to please is probably the biggest I've ever seen. And the women that work in the salon are truly amazing.
That's great to know. I mean, you take a look at a lot of service industries. The restaurant industry would be a great example of that, where there's this kind of expectation that people have, but they don't really understand what's going on behind those two doors that open and close like this, where everything's being made in the background, and what other people and staff members are all human beings and what's going on in their life. And you have, you know, one little, I mean, we're humans, we make mistakes, and all of a sudden the world's ending because of that. Or, you know, you didn't give a normal tip because it was something minor, but you didn't feel like they deserved it, but they deserve it regardless, you know, at the end of the
exactly.
day. Understanding what goes into the hair side of it and how much people care. That's a really important thing for people to know.
Yeah. Hair is such an important part of our lives. A lot of people actually can use it almost like a security blanket, like a baby or a toddler would with their little blankie. And we are very well aware of that, and we definitely take that into consideration when people sit in our chair. And I've just seen, I mean, over the years, I've kind of learned and grown and realized sometimes it's not me, and there's not more than I can do for people. Sometimes it's just not going to be the right fit for stylist and client. But I have seen these girls truly, truly go into themselves because they feel like they weren't able to please someone. And they really do this job because they love it, and they really want to make people feel good and happy when they leave the salon.
No, that's fantastic. Really glad we had this opportunity to chat and let you get your message out there. For those people who are interested that want to know more, what's the best way that they can get a hold of you guys?
We have all of our contact information's on our website. There's a link to our social media. There's a link to our email. And you can also call us at 705-792-2858. And we are here. Sometimes we're busy and hands in the hair, so we won't answer the phone, but we will return the voicemails. So, yeah, you contact us, we will get to you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show. Lovely individual, lovely business. Really happy that we got the chance to do this.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Talk soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.